This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops waged fierce battles against Hamas on Sunday near Gaza's biggest hospital, where thousands were trapped and a lack of fuel forced a nearby major medical center out of service. Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital is caught in Israel's ground offensive aimed at destroying Hamas, and the compound has been repeatedly hit by strikes, one of which Hamas health officials said destroyed the cardiac ward on Sunday. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday stressed his country will continue its military operations in Gaza until it defeats Hamas. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias has details.
Netanyahu, who was interviewed Sunday on CNN, was asked to comment on U.S. Secretary of State's Antony Blinken's recent remarks that too many Palestinians have been killed in Gaza.
The blame should be placed squarely on Hamas because it prevents them from leaving the war zone, sometimes at gunpoint. It fired on the safe zone and the safe corridor that we enacted.
The prime minister added that when the war is over, the overall military responsibility of Gaza will remain in the hands of Israel, but that it's too early to determine who will govern it. Veronica Valderas-Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The leader of the French far-right national rally joined a demonstration against rising anti-Semitism in Paris on Sunday. Party leader and former presidential candidate Marine Le Pen was booed as she marched through the streets of the French capital alongside National Rally Party and other members. Le Pen's party stirred controversy when it announced that it would take part in Sunday's march.